Virga. We have Virga people. Do you know what Virga is? Virga is... Actually, Virga is one of my most favorite words. I think it is my favorite word, Virga. Do you know what it is? Look it up, why don't ya? Well, hello, Pink Wheel Nuts fans. How is everybody today? This is the Faye Driver. We are out and about, once again, driving the spy car. I swear to God, the next time I do a show, I will do it from a different car, because you're always having to sit in the spy car. You're probably getting tired of that. So, it's cold around this town. Still having some weather issues here. Summer has not arrived yet. I don't know why. It is the middle of February. Perhaps my calendar is upside down or something. Because I would have thought by now we'd be having sunnier, warmer days. But alas, we are still having wet, rainy, and cold weather. So I am just now heading up Robson Street. Now, for you Vancouverites, Robson Street is for where the very expensive shopping is. We haven't, however, been fortunate enough to go expensive shopping. We're just driving by. So, Toppy Smelly did a really lovely interview with me. And he's put it up on his feed, on his show, The Smellcast. www.thesmellcast.com? Or is it just... Smellcast, I'm not sure. But I'm sure you all know who Toppy Smelly is. Thank you very much, Toppy. That was just a lovely, lovely interview. I just had a great time listening to myself blather on and on about things. People, if you're interested in finding out all the secrets about the Faye Driver, go and have a listen to Toppy Smelly's show. Maybe I can even tell you what show number it is. If you're patient with me while the old computer dingle-dangles up here. Where is that Smellcast? The Smellcast! Episode number 153. So, Toppy managed to get me sat down and he must have been feeding me wine or something. And I spilled my guts, people. Great show, Toppy. Lovely editing. Sorry about the audio troubles, but you seem to handle them very well. Nicely done. So the Smellcast is hanging in there, folks. He's not making any new shows, he claims, although I know he did a lot of editing on the last show he did with me, my interview. Apparently there's going to be another half coming out, so we'll be looking forward to that. And in other podcasting news, the other thing I didn't tell you much about was me meeting with Dale in Vancouver. And Dale in Vancouver, famous podcast listener, from the HD Inspirations blog, www.hdinspirations.com. Well, he took me out for lunch, had a great time. We sat in a pub. Dale got really, really drunk. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. No, we were both very, very responsible. We didn't have a lick of alcohol. Had a lovely lunch at one of our gay pubs in Vancouver. Sweet young man. Cute little thing. It's a good thing he's married, or he might have been molested in the back of the spy car. Because, you know, when those sunshades are up, who knows what goes on in the back of the spy car. Wah, 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 wah. So, yeah, we had a great time. I really enjoyed myself. So thank you Dale, and maybe we'll do it again sometime. We'll have to get all the Vancouver boys together. Mark in Canada, maybe, and Dale in Vancouver, and who else is kicking around here? Mike in Squamish is another one. There might even be other listeners in Vancouver that we don't know about. You should make yourselves known. Make yourself known, and we'll take you out for lunch or something. So there's that. So now on the exciting home front, I'm sure you're all excited to hear about the Fay construction worker who came out. I had the Fay construction worker was out and about working on the house. My latest project was installing a garage door opener. Now, I think I might have told you that we were going to be getting new garage doors. But we also need a new garage door opener because I have two garage doors, two separate doors, and only one of them has an opener on it. The second garage door has no opener. So, knowing that we were going to be getting new garage doors, we went and got another garage door opener. So, I had the fortunate task of installing said garage door opener. And let me tell you, people, it was not easy. It was quite difficult. Mostly the problem being that the garage door opener is 8 feet long, and the space that I was had to cram it into was only 7 feet 10 inches long. So I was out by about 2 inches. I had 2 inches to squeeze, cram in. I had to find 2 inches somewhere. And it was no small task, let me tell you. It took me about 2 days to install that darn thing. But it's done. I did it. And I can proudly say that now I know how to install a garage door opener. If you need a garage door opener installed, don't call me. So now we have to, we await the arrival of the garage doors. Those are going to be installed by the garage door professionals. I am not tackling that one. I will not be taking that one on. Because I can just see how garage doors could be a real challenge to install. What with all the rails and track and wheels and pulleys and what have you. So the professionals will be looking after that one. We're just coming into a little bit of rain here now. It's starting to spit a little bit. I will close my sunroof cover for you there and make it a little quieter. Now the other really exciting thing, which is, I say that tongue in cheek, not all that exciting to be quite honest, is my work schedule is changing. I am being moved from my current work schedule onto the opposite side. So I don't know if you recall, but I work 4 days and then I have 4 days off. And then after my 4 days are off, I go back to work for 4 days and I work for 4 days and then I get 4 days off. So, what's happening is I am switching over to the opposite schedule. So, when I would normally have my 4 days off, I will now be working those 4 days. And what would have normally been my 4 days on will now be my days off. So, not really a big deal, but it only comes down to being a big deal when you've booked your holiday and vacations based on the fact that you're having, you know, these certain 4 days off. Well, now all of the holidays that I have scheduled are going to all be off kilter by about 4 days. So these are things that are going to be have to be negotiated with my employer to ensure that I can get the holidays that I have. Now, not really a big deal. I mean, I do have some flexibility, but we have a really major trip planned in May with a bunch of family. We're all jetting off to Hawaii for a wedding, and you know, my holidays that I have are dependent. This whole wedding thing is dependent upon me having this specific, what amounts to being specifically 12 days of partying. So now I'm working some of those days, and now I have to renegotiate getting my holidays, and hopefully it's not going to get this vacation all bunged up. So that's the exciting thing that's happening right now. So there's that to deal with. I just found that out a couple of days ago, so it was a bit of a shock. It's always a bit of a shock when your boss phones you at home and says, "I want you to call me. Faye Driver, please call me at the office." And you know, they don't tell you anything. So you think, "Oh my God, did I kill somebody on my last last day that I worked or what?" Because you always think you're being called onto the carpet to, you know, justify your actions. Why didn't you send a fire truck to this place? But I didn't. I didn't kill anybody. It was just that they wanted me to not come to work. Do not come back to work. You're coming to work on a different day now. Great. Great. Thanks, boss. So, yeah, always a little unsettling when the boss calls your home and leaves a message. "Call me at work. As soon as you can." And you're thinking, "Oh my God, that's it, I'm done, they're gonna fire me." Oh well, no, I didn't get fired. So let's get some music going on here. I'm gonna play out a song for you, a cute little song. I gotta pay attention to that. I'm on the freeway here, I gotta get this bus going here. Okay. So we're on the freeway. All right. You want to listen to some music. You don't want to listen to me yammering on. So let's get the old computer fired up here. Track 10. There you go. Okay, we're in the flow of traffic now. All right, so let's play this song for you. This song will be of special interest to the Vancouver listeners. It's kind of cute. Hope you enjoy it. If you're from Vancouver, you'll understand it. If you're not, you'll just think I'm weird.
The beach is full of muscly men, unbuttoning their Ralph Laurens and bearing forth their bulbous bright bikinis. They show forth their hairy chests while young women strut their breasts and the larger kids pick on the teeny weenies. And far from this fleshy hell, you can smell the pungent smell of cokes and coconuts and burning skin. But wait, there is salvation from this sweaty congregation in Richmond at the end of runway 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can't afford it on my
Virga is, if you've ever seen a cloud that has claws, it looks like it has claws hanging out of it, down, stretching down to the ground, that's what Virga is. Virga is, I believe the proper textbook definition is, meteorological phenomenon that reaches down and touches the earth. Pretty sure that's what Virga is. Textbook. It's that stuff that hangs down from the clouds. Like off in the distance, you can see rain that's falling out of a cloud. That's a Virga.